From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama, alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel, said late Sunday the United States and the European Union must move forward on a deal known as the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. VOA asked Gary Huffmeyer, a trade expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, if the trade deal's opponents could stop it.
I don't think they will torpedo the continued negotiation by the experts, the ministers on both sides. But when it comes to approval, ratification by the European Parliament and by the U.S. Congress, that's where the protesters have their biggest chance to torpedo the deal.
Opponents say they fear the trade deal could be at the expense of consumers and workers. United Nations Security Council is condemning North Korea's Saturday missile test, calling it another serious violation of existing UN resolutions. Pyongyang's state-run news agency said the test was a success. South Korea called the test a failure, noting that the missile traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea. Analysts say that each test brings North Korea closer to developing a dangerous new weapons capability. United States is set to take a less important role in peace negotiations between the government of South Sudan and rebel leaders following failures on both sides to fulfill an agreement to form a transitional government. On Saturday, the government denied landing permission for a plane carrying opposition leader Riek Machar because the rebel leader wanted to bring with him more weapons and troops than agreed upon. This is VOA News. Africa's longest-serving leader, President Teodoro Obiang of Equatorial Guinea, appears poised to extend his 36-year rule following election Sunday, in which the 73-year-old predicted that he would get 90% of the vote. Voter turnout, we understand, was low. Opponents in the West African oil producer say he has consistently rigged the ballot and called for a boycott. Mr. Obiang came to power in 1979 in a coup. While boasting one of Africa's highest per capita gross domestic products, Equatorial Guinea ranks near the bottom of the UN's Human Development Index and has a reputation for corruption and rights abuses. U.S. officials traveling with President Obama Sunday say he plans to send another 250 U.S. troops into Syria to help opposition fighters battle the Islamic State. The announcement is expected later today as Mr. Obama joins European heads of state to discuss Syria. Stephen Zunis, a Mideast analyst at the University of San Francisco, says there has been a momentum shift against the Islamic State in both Syria and Iraq.
The problem, though, is that if there are indeed population centers where ISIS is driven out, what replaces them? Especially on the Iraqi side, there are concerns that given the misrule and the tensions between the Shia-dominated government and the Sunni-populated cities in that area, returning to the unpopular governance that made possible the opening for ISIS would mean that ISIS could very well make a comeback.
In a BBC interview, Mr. Obama said the U.S.-led coalition will continue airstrikes against IS targets in places like Raqqa and Mosul. Austria's anti-immigration far-right Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer won the first round of the presidential election, gathering more than 35% of the vote and leaving his five rivals far behind. And in Serbia, preliminary vote tallies show the coalition of pro-European parties led by Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić sweeping to a landslide in Sunday's general election. In U.S. politics, the effort to prevent Republican frontrunner Donald Trump from becoming the nominee for U.S. president took a new step late Sunday, as his two chief rivals, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, openly detailed their plans to work against Trump. With less than 3 months before the Republican convention in Cleveland, Trump sits as the only candidate with a mathematical chance of reaching the majority of delegates needed to clinch the nomination. And for the Democrats, frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her opponent Bernie Sanders campaigning aggressively ahead of tomorrow's primary elections. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.